Is that pretty strong stuff?
Yeah, sure was. And then we've made soap out of lye, too. They just make it in bars in grease, lye and grease.
Now that
we used to have a lot of that.
The stuff that you make from ashes and the lye, that's not the same thing, mm-hmm.
It'd form a kind of jelly-like soap. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. What about some of the things here, some of the pieces of furniture in this room that you're sitting on? You would call that a what?
A sofa. This is just a sofa. But you can call it a settee, or you can call it a divan, or you can call it a couch, or a sofa. Now, there's many people that have love seats, which is just two sets, you see.
It's like that, except it's smaller.
Yeah, real small. Small enough for two people. And that's mostly antique furniture.
What about some of the other things in here?
Well, now, that piece of furniture right there is an antique. It's a china closet.
A china closet.
Yeah. And, that desk right over there come out of the old Capitol building in Jackson, Mississippi. When Bilbo was elected governor, he wanted to have new furniture, so he junked it. And he had them set it afire, and there's a place on the back where it caught fire. My grandfather salvaged that in 1922 and brought it to the homestead. And when my uncle lived at the homestead 4 years ago, and he was killed in an accident, and they moved away from there, and I got the deal. And, I don't have many antiques, a few. Got some antique dishes. And those two things sitting on top of that, they're antiques. They're rose jars.
They're what?
Rose jars. They put rose petals in them, you see, to throw off the smell of the roses, you know, to kind of perfume the house. Yeah. They came, my sister, they were hers, and I took them when she died. I came from the Delta.
And what about this? I'm sitting in right now. This is just a
occasional chair. That's what I'd call it, just an occasional chair.
Got a straight back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about that?
Well, that's just one of them old climbing strut. I mean, they're recliners. They'll recline and lie back.
And this right here,
that's just just an occasional chair, just an overstuffed occasional chair.
But that one's different.
That's my Boston rocker. They gave me that for my birthday one time. I don't have, I got two rockers, one in the background.
And this one right here.
Very seldom used except by this thing. She claims it.
$150 chair.
She lays on and lays in.
Is that right?
That's right.
Would you call that an occasional chair?
Well, yeah. Just an odd piece of furniture.
Got a lot more padding.
That's right.
What about some of the things that you would have in your bedroom?
Well, I just have them. One room has twin beds, and the other has an antique iron bed. That I don't know how old it is. I picked it up in a junkyard and refinished it. And a chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers, that's the thing with the drawers that you put your clothes in?
Yeah, put clothes in.
Have you ever heard people call the chest of drawers anything else?
Well, now, there is a piece of furniture they call a hot boy. That has drawers in it, but it's higher, it's up high, and it has little mirrors on each side and a mirror up here in the center, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a high boy.
It's different from a chest of drawers.
Yeah, but it has drawers in it, but it's more or less, it's an antique piece of furniture, too.
Have you ever heard people call this thing a chiffero or something like
that? Yeah, now that's a